This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Women of Michigan, something is going on. There seems to be a shift in the census data, and somehow, in some ways, it appears the men's team could be gaining ground on the women's team. Our go-to guy when it comes to crunching census data is Kurt Metzger. He's the director of Data Driven Detroit, and he joins us now. Welcome back to Stateside, Kurt.
Thanks so much. It's always great to be here.
Kurt, you stumbled across some stats that you say surprised even you. And you see statistics every single day. And you said, actually, surprisingly, even somebody who does this on a daily basis can be surprised.
Yes, I was surprised. I mean, it's one of those things when you have nothing better to do, you start looking at numbers. And when knowing full well that more men are born, more male babies are born, but that we lose our lead somewhere in our late teens, early 20s,
at okay.
least that was my assumption. The differences get larger and larger, more women over men.
So the men's lead traditionally erodes as we go through the years.
Right. We usually, I mean, what would happen is, and my assumption had been, that men outnumber women until their late teens, maybe early 20s, and then it becomes an issue of violent deaths, a lot more younger men dying from both homicide and other kinds of causes. And so all of a sudden, women take that lead in the early 20s, and then because of longer lifespans, continue to expand that lead so that by the time you get to 65 and over, the lead has gotten quite a bit larger, and then it just jumps tremendously when you get 75 and more.
So what did you find that made you go, whoa, things are changing?
Well, okay, so I started, you know, I looked at the numbers from 2012 that had come out, and I saw that that males all of a sudden were maintaining a lead up until, at least in Michigan, up until the age of 29, and I thought, wait a second, this doesn't make a lot of sense. And so I started going back, and I went back to 1940, which was the earliest report I had on my shelves that I could really start to check. And I noticed that actually up through from 1940 to 1980, men had that lead up until the age of 18. And then women took over in 19 and continued to expand their lead. By 1990, it jumped to 19. So it finally added a year. Men did pick up a year.
Uh-huh.
But actually, by 2000, for whatever reason, I'm still trying to figure that out, men basically held a lead up through 35 years of age. So they, with a couple exceptions, but they jumped after going nowhere for about 40 years and then picking up 1 year, all of a sudden there was a 16-year jump.
That's a huge jump.
And it is. It is. I thought so. I thought, boy, oh boy, what's going on here? So, you know, started to think about, well, what might have happened, and I still don't have all the answers. I know that men are living longer, at least their lifespan is growing a little bit faster. I think women are starting, again, with the increasing education, more women in the workforce, more women smoking than men, these kinds of issues around stress and everything. So we're seeing that men are starting to pick up a little bit on the lifespan. But I think what happened, and the only thing that I could easily put my hand on, was that we had this tremendous immigration during the 1990s. I mean, that was where we saw the huge immigration nationally and certainly in Michigan, a large foreign-born population. And when you look at the numbers, you also see, you know, kind of in the distribution of race, you see that there's this bubble that the population gets more diverse as you get younger, and then there's this kind of jump up in the early 20s because you have this immigration numbers, and that jumps up the mix, the diversity population, and then kind of drops back down in the late teens. So what I also see is that men tend to outnumber women in terms of immigrants. So it's usually younger males, usually 25 maybe to 39. Some of that is college attendance, but most of it is young males coming over here and as that first wave of immigrants, and then either bringing a family, bringing someone else back, or marrying once they get here. And we also have seen a lot of secondary migration. So a number of immigrants went to other states and then found their way to Michigan.
Kurt, explain to us from where you sit why it's so important to study and analyze data like this.
Well, I think obviously a lot of people are interested in various demographic trends. I mean, certainly recently we've been talking about how does Michigan attract young, educated population? How do we retain people who are coming out of college? How do we attract college-educated people? How do we keep a young? How do we get millennials? How do we kind of increase that population? Because of what it means for attracting businesses, for entrepreneurial growth, and just for the dynamics of the fact that we have been seeing fewer and fewer births. We need more young people to start to have children and increase that population as well. I think, you know, if we can advertise more males in these age groups, we may be able to attract young females coming from other parts of the country where maybe their odds aren't so great, so we can always advertise that. But it's these kinds of characteristics that we have to understand. We have a state that is aging very rapidly, aging faster than any state in the country, and we have to start to turn those trends around, and we have to make sure that we understand what is attracting young people, what do we need to do to emphasize and to increase those numbers. It's just interesting here that we've seen this kind of change in terms of the male female ratios at certain ages. And it's always interesting to try to figure out why is that happening? What does that portend for the future? Are there ways that we can use this information to benefit the state and benefit some of our urban areas as well?
Kurt Metzger, Director of Data-Driven Detroit. Always great to talk with you, Kurt. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.